This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texans starts right now.
All right, everybody, this is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with your host, the Southwest Texan, Dede Cruz, and my brother, my co-host, Greg DeMarc, and we're coming to you from Open Talk Radio, The Flash 313, and tonight's going to be a special show, everybody. Tonight, we got a great tag team. This is going to be our first, we have Machine and Master Machine on, but we got AEW Tag Team Capital Vices on tonight. So it's going to be a great show, and if you want to get into the call, give us a call, area code 646-668-8672. So what's going on, brother? What's going on, Greg? What's going on, Martez? How y'all doing tonight?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Not too bad. What's going on, brother Greg? What's going on?
Not much, man. We, excited to be here with you guys, of course, as always. And, man, great interview with Luke Gallows. That was awesome, Martez.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. It was a team effort. Southwest, he had a question, too, and Jordan had a question. So I appreciate that, man. We all deserve a pat on the back, even you.
There we go.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg, is there anybody that you want to give a shout-out, like other podcasters that you know?
I do. I want to give a shout-out to Dan Brewer at Pro Wrestling Edge and his team with Nick and Brandon. They're putting awesome stuff out there. And the Wrestling Rage crew, Cody Fleming, Real Deal Heel Danny Beals, and the Flavor General, Josh, they're doing awesome things over there at r2youtube.com. You catch them with a interview on Wednesday, a live show on Sunday, and Michigan Independent Weekly keeps track of every independent promotion in the state of Michigan, the when, the where, the how much. It's an awesome one-stop shop to find you some wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Those are some great guys. I had Cody Fleming on here a little while back. That was a great interview, and he had me on his show. It was great to be there also, you know what I mean? So Greg, how's your day been, brother? What's going on with you, brother Martez? Well, I just talked to you a little while ago, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, Martez, just been kicking it with Luke Gallows, you know?
Kicking it with Luke Gallows.
Hey, it's all good, man. I'm doing good, man. I'm on cloud 9 right now. I actually have my microphone cut off, so sorry about the delay. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling inspired, and I'm ready to just chill and listen to another great show with you guys.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I got a couple questions lined up for Capital Vices with Sin and Money. I'm going to try to talk to them about their journey, you know, a little bit from them being from the Midwest and all, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about their indie. Well, they've been everywhere. I'm not just going to say from the Midwest because they've been everywhere from the indie circuit, you know what I'm saying? They've been everywhere from there, from Ring of Honor. They face a lot of names, you know, I'm not going to say just yet, but we're going to talk about that journey, that long journey they had from the indies all the way to the big stage in AEW. That's like, you know, pretty cool to know that, you know, They actually were in a match that was dedicated to my mom from her passing versus the undeniable king, Briar Wellington, and Dread King Logan back in September. It was such a great match, and I'm going to thank them, you know, on the show, on the air.
That was an awesome match.
It really was. Mm-hmm. It really was. I remember that night, and I was in, like, up close recording because I wasn't in the right state of mind. But yeah, that was I recorded that match. If you guys want to check that out, it's on my YouTube channel at Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. The name will be changed from podcast to productions. But it's on Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. Like, share, and subscribe. It was a great match, and there's a lot more other matches that'll catch your fancy. But Capital Vices, they're gonna be on pretty soon. And if anybody want to call and get a question from the text or talk to the Mark Greg, give us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Tonight's gonna be a great show. So if you want to talk to us before then, give us a call. We'll talk anything wrestling with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, why did Apollo Crews miss this week's Raw? Rumors are that he got the COVID-19. There's a lot more going on in the wrestling world and Impact Wrestling. They had one of the best pay-per-view sales of the year. You know what I'm saying? They're actually putting out a better product. They have new World Heavyweight Champion Eddie Edwards, which that was a great match. It was a fatal five-way. Eric, we had a lot of former WWE guys going to Impact. You had Eric Young, you had EC3, you had Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson and many more, man. It was just a great pay-per-view. And I didn't get to see it personally on Saturday, but I got the highlights and stuff, and it was just a great pay-per-view. And EC3, man, that's going to be one of the main eventers from WWE that they missed out on.
You know, you can argue that right now the pinnacle, like the goal, is AEW. I mean, they're you know, backed by a machine that is getting them exposure that, you know, any wrestler would want. They want exposure to real wrestling fans. All these stories coming out of WWE are all awful. The whole creative experience,
definitely,
and everything. And, you know, I mean, I really think that guys are happier to be able to land in AEW than WWE. I mean, Impact is huge. MLW is huge. But I think as far as the pinnacle goes, it might be AEW right now for a guy trying to get seen. I mean, you get in NXT, what do you get? You get on the road and, well, maybe, I mean, if in, you know, normal situation where they're on the road, you know, you'll get some matches in and you'll have world-class training. But a lot of guys even coming out of NXT found out that that's not fun. That's not what they dreamed of or what they looked forward to. And, you know, AEW, you don't hear a lot of guys upset. They're happy to be there, and guys seem happy to land there.
I remember back, you know, 18 years ago, back like when Luke Gallows was saying earlier in the interview that 18 years ago, the business was a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? Social media wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have all the social media. We didn't have all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's going around now. And then we had we had WCW going out of business. We had WWF buying out WCW. We had, you know what I'm saying, everybody in one house, where it turned out to be great, but at the same time, it turned out to be a tragedy because WWE is where we are today. Now, WCW would have stayed in the business, you know what I'm saying, at least even like TNA, to become the second best,
to WWE be first in the ratings and whatever. But if they would have stayed in business, I believe that WWE would have still been going hard and going strong because, you know what I mean, they would never turn public to a public trade and whatever, not whatnot, and it would have been way better.
Yeah, and it did. The lack of competition did ruin wrestling, and I think it was taken advantage of in a way that came publicly traded, and it became all about the revenue and pleasing the stockholders, and in doing that, that's how we got the PG era, and that's, like, it was explained to me like this. It makes perfect sense. You'll never see a two-hour Raw. Three-hour Raw is, I mean, even when I was watching Raw I was, you know, falling asleep. But, you know, it'll never be a two-hour Raw because they have 3 hours worth of advertising sold. They're not going to give up that revenue, and the stockholders aren't going to allow it.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, and it did. It messed up the game, and there's not been someone with a backing big enough, you know, to survive. But WWE is – but on the other hand, this is – the greatest time to be a wrestling fan with, you know, there is good quality wrestling out there, good quality trained guys. And the social media aspect of it makes it so awesome because, you know, guys can share all these promos and, you know, this stuff that they got going on. And you have more opportunity to get exposure, to get booked nationally than you probably did 18 years ago where you had to know somebody in another state.
Right. Exactly. But Greg,
that's where these circles of wrestling fans are just so awesome, and guys that are out there talking about wrestling, just trying to share the love of wrestling, which is all I'm trying to do with other folks that love wrestling, just like I do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But Greg, I believe our interviewees are on the phone. They're great guys. We know them from the Midwest personally. They're great tag team. They've been a tag team for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, Capital Vice is representing the seven deadly sins, money and sin. How's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hey,
not
boy.
Too much,
living
not too much.
Paradise, living a dream.
Oh, yeah. So how's things going for you guys?
Good, man. I am in Poe's Pub in downtown Richmond, Virginia, at a bar with my girl, and I'm sure that Brandon is somewhere on a beach in Maryland right now. Right, Brandon?
I'm definitely looking at the water from my house. There's no doubt about it.
Awesome. That's nice. That must be nice. So welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for taking the invitation because you guys didn't have to. You guys could stay at your beach and being at the bar and not even worried about it. We appreciate it. Thank you for coming from a long schedule, too.
Oh, nah, man, we worried about you guys. We want to be part of the Good Brother cast, so we glad to be here, man.
Yeah, man,
oh, yeah,
no doubt about it. We appreciate you having us on here, man. This is the easiest part of the job. We don't have to drive 5 hours for this. We don't have to wait a few hours for anything. We don't, you know, we don't have to drive 5 hours back, so it's nice and easy peasy.
Right. Simple calling, simple talk. So, yeah, so, man, let's get down to business. And, man, like I said, it's much love, and I thank you guys, but you guys been a tag team, and you guys beat a lot of people. You guys been a tag team since 2007. Who got you guys into wrestling, and who introduced you to wrestling?
So, actually, I'll start. This is Jason right here. That's money over that way. But we've actually been a tag team since 2017, and I've been in the business for 18 years. I've chased the dream my whole life, man. You know, I grew up as a fan watching it, and I don't know. At a young age, I got in. At 22, I found it, and I've been chasing the dream ever since. I did Ring of Honor 3 years with my old tag partner, and we ended up owning a couple of schools. And I just moved back from Detroit to Maryland to Brandon. Me and him lived together, and we ended up making the Capital Vices, a little mix of 80 horror with Mad Max with wrestling. And, we're already on the road together as brothers, so we just worked and jailed out, and that's how we basically – became the Capital Vices.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember you guys from Horse Slam a few times. I recorded you about two times on my podcast for the YouTube channel for Briar at Horse Slam. And I remember
so,
you guys did a match. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, so real fast, I just wanted to tell you, for this podcast to be possible, I wanted to send a shout out to Steve Rivera. That's my Michigan connect, and Breyer. So Breyer and Rivera are like my brothers. And obviously Brandon got brought into the fold later as being one of our brothers, but like Breyer and Rivera are my heart and soul of Michigan wrestling. So that's where my tie is. So I eat, breathe, and sleep Pro Star, you know, Pro Wrestling All Stars, as long with Horror Slam. So that's how my Michigan connection even works.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I'm rude, but you guys, my brother Greg, Greg DeMarcus is my co-host. I didn't mean to be rude. He's on the line too.
What's up, brother?
Hey. Thank you guys for being on today.
No doubt. So, yeah, Brandon, you want to tell me about your Michigan ties and how you got brought in?
Yeah, man. So, like, you know, so Jason said, you know, my ties to Michigan and Detroit are completely linked to him. You know, before linking up as a tag partner, you know, I kind of stayed local in my areas here with my singles character. And it wasn't until, you know, linking up with Jason and starting to really hit the road and really get into the traveling brothering of the wrestling business did I find out about Detroit. And to be fair, you know, I fell in love with Detroit, I mean, as soon as I got there, because, you know, as a past chef, you know, I've got a culinary degree, and so I love food. So everywhere we go, you know, that's the one common bond that Jason and I always have, is we got to find the best foods. And, I mean, to this day, you know, some of the best foods come from Detroit, no doubt about it, hands down.
Most definitely. Which Coney did you guys go to? I'm going to ask you guys that one.
No, hold on. So I lived in Detroit, so I know all about the food, dog. So look, if you want to have a little talk about food real quick, we can talk about going over to Hampton. See, Brandon loves the desserts over at Hamtramck, but I'm a Three Nicks junkie. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we love Buddy's Pizza. Of course, you can always do, you know, any. Look, we can go on to Captain J's. We can go on to, you know, I don't know, man. When it comes to Michigan, brother, food. Food in pure Michigan, that drives my heart right there, brother. Now we're talking a whole other language.
Mouth isn't watering with the word Three Nicks right now. It just blows my mind.
It is. Oh, I said Three Nicks. I did name drop Three Nicks. Thank you very much.
Okay, but, I must have glanced, heard it when I got through the pizza. I was like, oh, my God, so many good things.
Oh, yeah, but then, you know, we're talking. I mean, look, man, when we go to Michigan, the problem is how much time do we have to eat? You know what I'm saying? Because that's like a describing fact.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel that. I understand that. Like, I can name off a lot of them. American Coney is my favorite Coney to go to. American
See, that's
Coney
what we just talked about. We had to go to Coney's. What was he going to do, American or Lafayette? Not do American, too. The snap and the chili. That's, I agree, 1,000%.
Oh, yeah.
It's no Pat's or Geno's. That's the whole thing. You go to Detroit, you don't worry about cheesesteaks with Pat's or Geno's. You worry about which one's going to have the best Coney.
Oh, yeah. Nah, but not only that, but then you got the chicken, you got the shawarma, you can go to Bucharest.
I mean,
now we're talking about a whole other thing.
I lived in Memphis, Tennessee. They've never heard of a Coney. They don't know what it is. My wife ordered it in a restaurant, and they're like, what? Oh, what? Like,
do you live in Memphis
now? It's like
a
chili dog. No, we did for 4 years.
Okay.
No, we're in Detroit.
Okay, because we do Tennessee quite a bit, and Brandon's like all he talks about is Nashville nonstop. So I wanted to see what your take on Nashville was, because, you know,
Memphis
when it comes
has
to
good food too, man. They got that barbecue.
There's a lot of good wrestling going on there too.
Where's
just one dessert spot down there. That's all I care about Nashville is that one dessert spot. That's amazing.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, jeez. So, yeah, man, like another thing I wanted to ask, man, Jason, you faced a lot. I've seen your thing. You faced a lot of people like Kevin Steen, El Generico, everybody. Now as Capital Vice and you guys are in AEW, is there a dream match that you guys have as a tag team and as singles competitors?
Huh. Okay, well, that's a great question. And so, you know, obviously, okay, so, you know, we start talking about AEW now. On the drive down, obviously, we play a million scenarios out. Who are we going to wrestle? Who do we want to wrestle? Who do we not want to wrestle?
Right.
So, for me, I have this whole thing. I was in Ring of Honor as the set And like the tag team that got ran against us was the Young Bucks, because we're talking 2009. So this isn't like Young Bucks like you're thinking of. This is like green young Bucks. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so
we were supposed to be in a Generation E. Generation E.
Yeah, so we were supposed to be in a program with them, and I never got that opportunity. And now we go there, and there could be possibly be our bosses. So obviously that's the dream situation. You know, I trained with Scott Dawson or Dax Hardwood. So the Revival will be good for that reason. Angel and Ortiz are my brothers. I wrestled them a million times. But for me, it would just be the Young Bucks. I mean, Brandon, I'm not sure I forgot what your answer was. What was your answer, Brandon?
So, you know, I'm still a little bit greedy. I'm still with Santana and Ortiz right now. I mean, that's kind of for me. But now I've been enlightened, you know, and now we're talking, you know, different levels. I get it. But, you know, Phoenix, you know, a little bit of Lucha Brothers.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, no,
yeah.
Good one.
Yeah,
good
nice,
one.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Cero Miedo,
yeah,
those are fans. That's a great tag.
Yeah,
that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that you're gonna remember being in the ring with for a month, but you're gonna love every minute that you did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
And single stuff, that's not how we operate. We're a tag team. We don't take singles bookings, we don't do single stuff. If somebody wants to make a dream singles match for us, that's cool. But that's not even something either of us even talk about or think about. Because we, you know,
okay,
to be a tag team, it's an art form, and we operate as one, and it's not about it's just not about that.
Okay,
yeah,
for sure.
To the world of wrestling, there's so much that you need to learn and so much that you need to study. If you were to like try and study both, I mean, you'd have no time in your life. I mean, like he said, tag team wrestling is an art form all in its own, and once I immersed myself into it, there was no going back.
Okay. Greg, you got a question for
them? My guess would have been the tag team champion, and you didn't even mention them. But the Revival is my favorite tag team ever. And they brought literally my love for tag team wrestling. And like you said, the art form, nobody does the art form better than they do, in my opinion right now. And the Young Bucks can't even touch them. I would rather see you in the ring with them. It would be a more entertaining wrestling match for the art of tag team wrestling. And that's why I like your team. I like you guys. I seen you at Pro Wrestling All-Stars at Rouge Days outside.
Oh, River Rouge, brother.
Yeah.
That's my favorite booking of the whole year, man. River Rouge. I don't miss Rouge Days. We down there. So I'm not sure so this podcast is in Michigan. So I feel like I have like complete clearance to say this, but like the capital vices, for anybody that doesn't know, we weigh in at 420 pounds. So anytime that we can be 420 anywhere, and like River Rouge is like the perfect example of like good old medication and good old food and good old brother. And
food and weed.
You
that's
got,
what we got here.
We got that, and then Briar's doing some undisclosed locations right now. Like I said on my podcast,
phenomenal shows.
You guys were on my podcast last year. I recorded the match you guys dedicated to my mom last September with Briar and Logan.
Yes, sir, 1,000%, 100%. Yes, and that meant a lot to me, man. Because you know, the honor of you allowing us to do that and that match and the timing and what Briar meant, and you know, Briar's pro, just everything about that meant a lot to me, man. So it means a lot to me that you allowed us to be the representation of that. Because not trying to get too personal with this, you know, I do this for my mother and the legacy of her. But a while back, people that don't know the whole pedigree and history of me and Brandon, like we're best friends in real life, and we're business partners in multiple ways. We own a couple businesses and everything. But like we were in the business together, and I had a wrestling school, and he had a wrestling school, and his dad passed away, and we got to have this match where he got to wear his dad's hat, and I got to wear Johnny Ringo, which died earlier, which was one of Brandon's trainers, and an old Brandon. Don't let me mess this up. He's an old WCW job guy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So we got to have a match.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So anyway, all I was saying was closing was that match, you know, we got to represent his dad the week he died, and, you know, Johnny Ringo. And in the first minute of that match was a whip off. I jumped over to the cartwheel. I tore my ACL. So we had a cage match where he never knew I had a tore ACL. And at the end of the match was a jumping back flip kick where I hit on him, and I busted his eye out of socket. So in that match, it was so physical and so important to us, where I tore my ACL where I was out for 6 months, and he busted his eye socket. And this is, God, this is 8 years ago. That's how long, you know, Jesus, wow. Man, time flies.
It does. It does fly. It does. It goes by. I mean, I still remember the first conversation, Jason, when he first gave me the phone call, and, you know, it's kind of on from there. I was just reminisced about it this weekend when we were down in Newport News passing up that hospital.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember
that,
this weekend in Virginia Beach. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like it'd be awesome for Michigan to see Capital Vices and Horace Sam again. And I would, if you guys would ever come back to Michigan, me and Greg would like to take you guys out to eat, and it'd be a treat on us. It'd be
okay,
yeah,
here's the
podcast.
Deal. So here's the deal. Listen, here's the deal. We're coming back to Michigan, but
no doubt.
Only I want to hold you accountable for this. If you're taking us somewhere, you got to take me somewhere I've never been before.
Okay. All right.
That might be a tough mission.
And it's got to be so delicious.
Small spots on the outskirts.
Okay. I love it. So we're trying to so me and Breyer. So real quick, when Breyer did his first undisclosed location, that was 2 days after AEW, and we were supposed to be there. We just couldn't logistically make it from Jacksonville to Detroit, and we've been trying to make it happen since. And we're going to make it happen. So we're coming. And, you know, I still talk to Breyer to this day. I literally just told Breyer and Rivera that I was getting on this phone call with you guys. So, I mean, we're coming.
Man,
and Michigan's in my blood.
Breyer knows how I do it, man, because I take him.
I think the world of Breyer, he knows it.
Breyer knows it, man. Breyer is my man. I just got done talking to him before I got on the phone here. I was just talking to him. I love that dude, man. Breyer's my adopted father. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude. I love him because he was there when my mom passed, and him and Rachel, you know what I'm saying? They mean so much to me, man. And there ain't
so,
no others I would treat. You know what I'm saying? Because they're second location in my house.
So let me tell you something real quick, real fast that you probably don't know. When that happened with your mom and Breyer and Rachel, and they left the house, me and Brandon just got from Maryland to Michigan, and as soon as they left from their house, they came straight to their house, and we were at their house waiting on them. So we were literally there to chill with them, and they told us and broke down to just what happened, and that's when we decided to make the match happen and everything like that. So literally we knew exactly when it happened, but we just at that point in time had not met you or really chilled with you to know, and then all that happened, and it just really been a lot to us that you let us do that for you.
You know, and I thank you guys, and that really meant a lot to me that you guys did vice versa for me. That meant a lot for me because they did the Tendo Toe also. The whole night just meant so much to me, and I cried when I was recording you guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that on air as a man that I did cry. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys did that for me. Just as
Brian
Logan
did. Oh, man, we cry all
the
time, brother. Yes, sir. I love it. Wrestling makes me shed many tears, man. It's my heart. It's my blood. So with that being said, I believe that Pro Wrestling All-Stars is up and running again, hit the reset button. So we're going to come in for that,
yeah,
too. So Michigan,
this
we're coming.
Weekend.
I know this. Yeah, we can't make it next weekend just because of the logistics, but I promise you Capital Vices in August will be in Michigan, 1,000%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it.
We'll be waiting. It'll be awesome, and I'll be there to we'll be there to eat because we're going to be eating.
Hey,
that's one thing for sure.
So I listened to y'all chatting a little bit before we came on. Y'all said y'all had Luke Gallows on last week?
No, it was earlier today.
Oh, earlier today.
It was with my brother Martez.
I need to know some of the good stuff that you got off of him, and then I'll give you an awesome story that you can relay over, and he'll definitely remember.
Go ahead, brother Tez. Go ahead. Let him know. Martez?
Well, yeah,
hold
Martez.
Hold on.
He's got to cut the mic off.
Yeah.
He got too excited. He knew all the good stuff, so he got so excited.
Well, actually, it wasn't really a long interview. He only had 20 minutes, but we definitely got into his the coming up, and then we got into podcast, and we got into
talking. Hold on.
So it wasn't an interview, but we got into those few things.
I'm on your end.
Okay, I'm hearing some backbeat over there. Hey, so I got one for you. The next time you chat with him, you can tell him that you had the Capital Vipers on after that.
Okay, Blue Pea Grant.
And then what you can let them know is tell them there was a story we had back in the day when I used to own a limousine company, and we used to pick up all of our talent in the limousines, and then we'd take them out for, like, nightclubs. You know, like, our whole thing is, like, we want to have fun. You know what I mean? Like, wrestling's a very special thing. And for people to travel all their time down to wait, you know, hours before the building opens up and then the help break down and then travel all the way back, you know, that gets tiring and that gets grueling on some people. So we as an organization and as wrestlers and people like to have fun and make lasting memories with everything that we do. So there was a time when we would bring in everybody that we brought in. We'd have limos and we'd take them out afterwards to the clubs because, you know, Richmond, we had, you know, we pretty much had a lock on that city for the longest time. At one point we had brought in Luke and had a good show. And then afterwards, you know, we took him out to an adult entertainment venue. And what so happened, so my memory's not the best either, being a wrestler and, you know, enjoying 420 as much as I do. I'll gladly admit my memory's not the best. But I can tell you this. I do remember this. Somebody got stabbed. And
Hold on. Well, hold on. Where he leaves that, I'll pick it up. So I didn't set it up. I didn't own a limo. Brandon owned a limo, and he set the after party up. And this has nothing to do with me and Brandon doing the tag team then. We weren't even hanging out. But I ended up at the party where Luke just came from after the stabbing, and he was like, brother, I got to hide. There was a stabbing in the car. I was like, brother, Gallows, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, man, there's some stripper, some rock and roll guy. He stabbed him, and they fucking, I don't know, Jason, come hide me, brother. And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, that was in Brandon's limo. And we went to some after-hours party. Like, it literally was, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. And this had to be a decade ago, right, or more.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Because this is right after you got off TV doing Festus.
After Festus, yeah. And he was, like, this was, like, a secondary gig he picked up on the way back from another show. And this was on the drive back on his way home. So they got there a little bit late and was able to spend, you know, the after time with us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy, man. I can't believe that.
He's a good brother,
that's
man.
An awesome story.
I mean, he really is. You can't say enough about him, man. He's a real good brother. There's a reason he's called
good
brother.
The good brother
is a good brother. Solid, man. Yeah, man.
He's
solid,
the original
solid
good brother,
rock.
Like he said earlier. He said he was the original good brother. If you want to check that out, you could go to my Facebook and go to Martez L, and you can check out the interview on Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313.
So I would like to say something. I'd like to let you guys know how happy I am right now. Right now, I am sitting in a bar, and I just ordered a shot and a beer, and baseball is coming on live. It's the first live sport in a long time, and I'm going to watch the Yankees play baseball in 2020. Fuck you, COVID.
And I'll be honest, knowing Jason, as long as I do, I can't believe
enjoy.
I'm here to talk about excited to watch baseball. So, you know, it's a tough time during COVID.
Man,
exactly.
Man, enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy what you guys are doing. Salud. I can't wait to eat with you guys and chill with you guys, man. We're going to 420 that shit up.
Here's what I need you guys to do for me. Everybody listens to your podcast. And everybody that's on this phone right now and everybody listening, I need you to yap about the vices to Breyer and Rivera until they won't leave me alone about how bad we need to come. Because, look, I want to bring the AEW knowledge. I want to bring the good brother, and I want to bring the appetite. But we need to come home. And they got it. They shot us the dates. It's just we got to fucking make it work. So now we got to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really got to get on this. So Steve Rivera, Breyer Wellington. You want to hit this
Rivera
button.
And Breyer are on my Facebook. I will post
okay,
tag
right
them
now.
Both, I promise.
Hold on. Let me
you
see if I can
word.
Get Breyer live right now. Hold on. Let me try to see if I get Breyer on right now. Hold on. Hold on. Let me
there
try to see if I
get
him on.
You get
Rivera,
too.
I could try to get a hold of Breyer if you could try to get a hold of Rivera.
try to get a hold of both of them.
Could you imagine everybody at different locations having little shots and some beers and chit-chatting about it? Y'all about to get the dirt on Detroit
if
this happens.
I'm calling Breyer right now.
Yeah.
Let's see the answer.
Detroit's about to get exposed.
I'm calling him on my other phone.
Everybody needs to be careful. It's pound time sneaking out. Detroit, here we go.
Let's make this happen.
He forwarded me to voicemail.
Hold on, I'm going to call him. No.
I got his voicemail.
No,
yeah.
Hold on.
The Capitol Vices need to talk to you.
Hey, listen, hold on. Is that I don't know who you have on the phone, but right now I have Rivera.
Here he is.
Rivera, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, I am.
Hey,
you know who I am?
Call
him
to
Dede's
radio show. We got the Capitol Vices on. They want
to
talk to you, and they want to talk to Rivera about coming to the undisclosed location shows.
Hold on, listen. If Steve Rivera and Brian Welland can hear me right now, here's what I want you boys to hear. So, all these
undisclosed locations, all these
reset buttons. How about you put the Capitol Vices in the tag?
It just came up. Capitol Vices asked us to get a hold of you.
We'll come right now. You want us to come? Where's the reset button at? We want to shout out the tag titles of Michigan,
brother.
What's the
right
deal?
Here. Don't take too long.
Oh, just a few minutes. You only
Let's
have
make it
minute.
Happen, Steve.
Welcome to the show.
Let's do this.
The Capitol Vices come to Detroit.
Rivera
and the Hightower, y'all realize we're on a podcast right now, right?
No.
Brian
is going to call in a couple of minutes. I just talked to him.
I'm on here right now with Rivera and Hightower.
You're talking business, man. Yeah, at least give me a heads up.
It's public. We're public. We're on. We're live.
Here's a heads up. You're on a podcast.
How many people? Fuck it, man. We're fucking live, man.
Well, we're in Michigan. You know what we do in Detroit? You know how we rowdy as Conan would say?
We've already been talking about 420. We've already been talking about all that, which led us to the point that we need to be ready to come eat, smoke, and take tag belts when the reset button gets hit.
Well, the reset button is getting hit tomorrow. I'm pushing the button
tomorrow. This Friday, July 24th at 6:45.
I'm in Melvindale tomorrow, within 24 hours away.
I know, and that's why we want people there. But Capitol Vices need to come in August. And that's what we're talking about right now.
He tells Capitol Vices that they can come down, play Atlantis, Pro Wrestling All-Stars. We're going to be running every fucking week. Or Slam Undisclosed Location. They're going to be running every week. We're running a game where the fucking government ain't going to shut us down. We're motherfucking I'm fucking a real OG from the
Wrestling Outlaws, motherfucker.
Because I'd be
You're wrestling outlaws.
Motherfucking O.
It's 12 hours
Don't fucking.
That's right, baby. That's right.
One of my favorite flyers is the one that says "Hello, Police" on it. I have that saved. I love it so much.
I think that was one of y'all.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
$12
for adults. Just tell them, man, we're fucking outlaws. The Pro Wrestling All-Stars, the outlaws, now shit started to open back up. And tomorrow's the first time that a wrestling show will be at a venue where you buy tickets at. But everything else has been like outlaws, secret locations, fans bring donations. So there's a following of Michigan Indies fans going to these horror slam shows. Pro Wrestling All-Stars, we did a private birthday party last Sunday as well. And that was just like for a 9-year-old kid, and that was just like 4 matches. But tomorrow is the first time official that Pro Wrestling All-Stars Steve Rivera, booking 101, the president, is going to have a show, and he's going to address that all the, since it's been over 120 days since there was the last call to action. It's only for the sake of the fans and the business, we're going to hit the reset button, and all the titles are going to be dictated tomorrow. We will have ourselves a battle royal with the last two wrestlers in the ring. We're hoping to show with the battle royal, the last two wrestlers will square off in the main event for the vacated heavyweight championship of the Pro Wrestling All-Stars. We will be announcing we're going to do a lottery. We're going to pick three wrestlers out of a hat, and they will compete for the junior heavyweight championship. We have a fatal four-way that will be taking place, fatal four elimination match that will be happening for the Cruiser Core Championship in a three-match, four-team tournament for the Pro Wrestling All-Star Tag Team titles.
All right, so listen, hold on, Rivera. Hold on, I got to get you to pump your bass real quick. So I'm on this podcast, and I got you on here, right? And now you're talking about how you're doing the reset button. So I have one question before I let you go. We plugged the show, we talked about everything. My question to you is, if you're hitting the reset button tomorrow and you're having new tag champions on your date in August, can the Capital Vice get the first shot at the tag title?
Yes, the Capital Vice is all we got to do is sign the letters on the dotted line, and we can figure out a date. The Pro Wrestling All-Star Tag Team titles, we can put on a good show. We know that we're still scheduled for River Rouge in September 12th and 13th. We're going to be running at the Play Atlantis, three dates, start every 3 weeks starting tomorrow, July 24th, and then on to August 14th, and then our season finale will be September 4th, which is the Friday before the Labor Day weekend. And then we have River Rouge. Plus, we're in negotiations to do absolutely free admission shows at the Knights of Columbus in their brand-new outdoor patio. We're going to do some free admission shows for the fans, the great fans of Pro Wrestling All-Stars. And this gives these guys a platform to wrestle on because a lot of the state of Ohio shut down, a lot of other things. You know, we're going to have it's like open mic night for pro wrestlers. You know, it's free admission. Fans are going to come in, and they'll tell you. They'll give you a yay or nay, and you figure it out. You know, we got that happening because we're working on Knights of Columbus to have that indoor capacity. Because it's their 580, so 25% of 580 is still like 145, and you want to have something like that if the laws, the boundaries of the rules change. But, you know, plenty of work up here. Guys, but, you know, it's particular now because the wrestling's changing. There's plexiglass and shit, not too many opportunities. But if guys, knowing that they had to wrestle for free, really, they had to make their name and sell their tickets. They come to me and they say, hey, we want to wrestle. These two guys want to wrestle each other in a match. They need that platform. We have that platform. You know, we're trying to give guys that platform. So they can attend, put their shit on video because that's the future of wrestling. In studios on video. So come at it. We take all of them. You brought some good guys before, Isaiah, you know. Him.
Oh, yeah.
August 14th, Capital Vices.
He brought some guys here before to Detroit from Baltimore. We like them guys. They're more than welcome to come on down too. You know,
I'm pretty sure August. August 14th is the best that we can make happen.
Oh yeah, we can definitely do August 14th. I think August 8th is the only thing you got that you mentioned.
You know, we're just smoking this blunt right now.
All right. Something
to Detroit life.
Be hungry. Be ready for 420 and be hungry.
What is this stuff? We're smoking on some Jet Fuel OG. And
hey, whatever reason, we get it from dispensary. We get dispensary shit.
All right, Rivera.
And we're smoking on Monkey Mint wrapped.
All right, Rivera. Thank you. I'll let
Platinum Cookie. We got the Platinum Cookie.
Hello.
Yo.
All right. Rivera went wild over
there. San Fernando, Candy Cook, Tangy Hay, Fortune Cookie, Fire OG, Gorilla Glue, whatever you want. You want the smoke, we got the smoke.
Well, I'll tell you this, August 14th, it sounds like Capital Vice wants all the smoke in Detroit. That sounds like
that
just got booked to me.
That's what I heard.
That's what it
sounds
like to me, too.
August 14th, Capital Vices will challenge for the Pro Wrestling All-Stars Tag Team Championship.
Tag Team Championships.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about.
August 14th.
That's exactly what I heard.
River Rouge, Michigan, guys, for the tag
team. I will be there.
Oh, River Rouge is September. August 14th. We got Play Atlantis.
Oh.
And then we got River, yep. River Rouge in September.
River Rouge is when they can get their opportunity for their title shot against us.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, sounds like it'll be a Rouge day.
So I appreciate this podcast to make the magic, and now you just guaranteed Vice is back in Michigan. And then, you know, we got to come back on to talk about AEW because we haven't even discussed that yet. We're just talking about everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we
want to
talk about you.
That's all we want to do.
So, Brandon, why don't you tell me the story about AEW, brother?
Well, I mean, goodness gracious, we could be here for hours, and Lord knows have mercy. Man, AEW, what a gift. So listen, you know, I heard you guys talking earlier about how you mentioned how you say arguably AEW could be the new pinnacle, could be the new the bar. Is that accurate? Is that what I heard earlier?
I believe that. I truly believe that's a lot of guys' goal over WWE at this point.
So I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna agree with you and I'm gonna tell you why. You know, I sit back and for years everybody thought about WWE. I mean, it's always the pinnacle, and to be fair, it still is a pinnacle. There's no doubt about it. You can never discredit it. You can never talk ill about it. WWE is the flag bearer and standard of professional wrestling. We all grew up on it. You can never ever deny that, plain and simple. However, there is a new goal for people. You know, realistically, it's a new level of wrestling out there nowadays. It's a level of wrestling where we admire the art craft of it. There's a level of wrestling where people have agility and, you know, acrobatics and so many different things that can suspend our belief for the moments that we need. And nowadays, you know, if you get put into the system, let's say, you know, you got a team. I'm just going to talk for myself right now. You know, I can say that for me, my ideals have shifted a little bit. You know, as always, WWE was the pinnacle and always everybody's goal. But at my stage of the game right now, I've changed that. You know, my goal would be AEW. That would be what I would shoot for. And the reason is this. You know, I'm not a 20-year-old young stud athlete. I'm not somebody that's new to this game. You know, Jason said he's been doing it for 18 years. I've been doing it for roughly 12 years. I mean, we've been hitting the roads, establishing ourselves and bettering ourselves and bettering our craft. When we take bookings now, our goal is to do one of two things. It's to wrestle somebody better than us so that we can improve our game, or it's to wrestle a team that needs help wrestling so we can help and instruct and be vessels of knowledge to pass on to them. Because that's what we seek nowadays, is something that's fun, entertaining, and something that betters ourselves and still challenges ourselves, whether that's a physical match with somebody or whether that's a mental match with somebody. It's just something to make us better. And to go into AEW with the locker room that they have, I mean, that's the goal that we have, because we wouldn't have to change who we were. We could walk into this group with capital vices. We can walk into them as Jason and Money Green and put out the art that we know, that we've studied, that we've crafted. If you threw us into the PC, we'd probably come out as, you know, Handlebar Jones and Shorty McDoolittle, you know, because we wouldn't be able to be the characters that we've practiced and performed over the years. They'd give us the characters that they would want us to fit into, and it wouldn't be the art that we love and have the passion for. So I feel like a lot of people have that vision as well, is they want to be able to put out the art that they've been training for and the name that they've been establishing over the years on the roads. So I agree with you. That's just my point on things with AEW. And after being there and being a part of that locker room and being a part of the Brotherhood, seeing Tony Khan, the man, the myth, the legend, literally backstage before you go out and when you come back in, you know, giving you criticism and or pointers and or praise, but single-handedly being there, it reminds you of a young Vince McMahon. And it reminds you that this guy is in this to have fun and to make it a business and to be serious about it. He is not delegating his roles to others. He is taking this extremely seriously. And that is leading by example, which somebody like myself appreciates and wants to be a part of.
Right. Like,
like one person I would like, I mean, one person that I would like, or two people I would actually like to see challenge for the TNT championship that, you know what I'm saying, that you guys know well is either Brian Wellington or MM3, Malcolm Monroe, the third.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Got
boy, Malcolm. I can't argue with either one of those choices right there, man. Those are both two top quality guys that represent Detroit at its finest. I mean, who can argue that at all?
Yeah, those are two guys, man. Those are, I know, I hope Ryder calls soon, but yeah, man, you guys, like I said, you guys would be awesome to win the tag team titles. I could see you guys win the tag team titles, and it would be awesome one day to have you guys the tag team champions in AEW.
I'd like to have a job.
Yeah, that's right. Let me have a job.
No,
let me learn. Let me learn. Let me teach. Let me do both. Let me do it all. Just let me be a part of wrestling. Let us encompass it. Let us be a part of it. Let us pass on the knowledge that we have while gaining new knowledge.
See, and that's the thing. My favorite wrestlers to watch are the ones that do it because they love wrestling. And that is why I believe that for a lot of guys, AEW is, you know, a bigger goal, because they allow you to showcase what you have developed into, like you say, to turn you into somebody else with a different style. And I mean, you have these goals and these visions for yourself because you've gotten over on, you know, before this, and now you're just a job guy to, you know, whoever somebody else might, you may never get the opportunity to show your true capability in WWE, as I believe every single person that comes through AEW is going to get an opportunity to show their true ability and what they've established and what they've worked hard to, you know, put together as a career, you know, a character or a career.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed 1,000%.
I concur.
I can't wait to see FTR versus Capital Vices on Dynamite.
I can't argue that at all, man. They're a solid team. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that won't be my first time in the ring with those guys. It'll be my first time with such a platform.
So
could you explain
how
like representing the...
Go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What representing the seventh deadly sins means?
So, I got that real quick. So, if you Google the term capital vice, it is another definition of the word, the seven deadly sins. That's what it means. So,
a cardinal sin and the seven deadly sins are what the capital vice means. We wanted to go, so we came up with this before Sanity was out. We came up with like a Mad Max theme, Road Warrior shoulder pads, and just kind of over the top. And it kind of like, you know, when you think about, like, my name's Sin and his name's Money, so money is, you know, obviously a sin, and sin is a sin. So it just plays into the capital vice theme. And I love horror movies. I have a bunch of horror movie tattoos. And it just leads into more of that. And there's, like, little, like, nuances. Like, we live outside of D.C., so D.C., the capital city, capital vices. So many people misconstrue what capital vices mean, but if you actually just look at the definition of capital vices, it's the definition of capital vices is the seven deadly sins. So that's literally just another term for the seven deadly sins. So that's why we represent those. That's why we are the capital vices.
Yes, thank you. That's awesome.
And sometimes we like to call it
a lot of little
tidbits
then.
What was that, Brandon?
I said sometimes we like to call ourselves the eighth deadly sin.
Right, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Okay. So,
and
I mean,
we can always add
you...
more members. We can always, you know, do the Dark Order and add more members and more things. You know, we originally, so a little fun fact, our friend which made our gear and does our ring music is Kim Dillo, which we used to be the lead singer of GWAR. You got it. It was still in the card. You got to get it. Which means, so she was the lead singer of GWAR, but she actually does like Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, Braun Strowman, and a host of others ring gear. So she did our gear and our ring music. So, you know, you think about GWAR, you think about like the kind of music they make. Think about Kim, the kind of music she makes. That's our ring music. So if we ever allowed her to do our music live, or we ever got that blessing, she was going to be Lust, which is another sin. So it's just like you can always play off the nameplay of the seven deadly sins.
We've always had something. Look, you know, when you get into the wrestling world, you really can't glass ceiling yourself. You want to have something that you can always build, that you can always progress. And with the seven deadly sins, like you said, you know, we can kind of piece together so many different stories, so many different things. You know, if we're going after their sins, you know, we represent different things, obviously greed or gluttony, or like you said, lust. You know, we can incorporate just about anybody and give them a spot with us, which carries over into any organization that we have to give us a little bit more of a role that we can play. You know, you have to have the ability to play many parts if you want to be continually booked in the scene nowadays.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's true.
So for real quick, for a fun fact, they are playing in the MLB stadiums with no fans, and I am watching the Nationals and the Yankees in Game 1. Welcome to sports.
So what have you guys done for the pandemic?
Here's the question for everybody. How many millions are watching? What's the stats? What are the numbers? What are we going to see in a couple of days?
Listen.
Yeah.
What's your guess?
Basketball players
are
playing
today
after with no fans.
Yeah, but
sorry,
people are
it?
Watching on TV. Are we at 10 million? Are we at 20 million? I mean, Super Bowls get what, 50 million, 100 million? I mean, how many people are we have watching now since there's nothing else? First live sports.
I would say 3.5, maybe 3.5 to 5. You're not going to break numbers because of the time of day of the day. And plus, it's just baseball, and it's not a meaningful game. I think people are watching, but I don't think you're going to have – you don't have your bar attendance. I just don't think it's going to break record numbers.
I agree. They ruined their own hype with they could have been in stadium. You know what I mean? They could have – but I think people got so burned out on the, you know, them negotiating how they were going to play that nobody really cares. And it's baseball.
That is true. I just think, I think it just kind of also comes down to, like, it's the first real thing that is live for people to watch aside from wrestling, you know. But, you know, if you're not a wrestling fan, it's really the first sport that's been.
So real quick, if you want to watch how you throw your tag team partner under the bus, this is how
here
you
goes.
Throw your tag partner under this is how this
done.
Is how you throw your tag. This is how you throw him under the bus. I am a Detroit Lions fan, and I pray to God that football comes back. But my tag team partner is a Chicago Bears fan.
That can't be all of it. I mean, everybody loves the Bears. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nobody in Detroit loves the Bears.
I'm San Antonio Spurs. I'm not going to lie.
Not one person.
I got a tattoo on my arm.
Not one person in Detroit likes the Bears, though. Listen, Brandon, that shows right there that you're not 313. Nobody in Detroit likes the Bears.
I'm just a cordial guest there. You know that they welcome
you
with open
don't come
arms
wearing your don't come on your Bears bullshit up there.
Yeah, I got the Bears don't go over well around here.
It is not Chicago, bud.
Yeah. No, I don't like the Bears.
But I like to pay respect to Chicago Tony Khan, alum.
That's right. That's correct. I'd like you to remember
the
quality people that come out of Chicago.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
That's true. That's very much true. So you guys, I know you guys got a long schedule, and we appreciate you coming on to the show, and I can't wait to see you guys in August and September in PWAS. You want to let the listeners know where they can find you at on social media and where they can buy your merch at?
Yep, you can buy our merch anywhere in person. You can go to me on Facebook, Jason Ferrier, and I'll link you. If you go to my page, you'll always see all of our links, and we differentiate. We also have Crab Wrestling. We own a company, run shows, and it is Crab Wrestling. So follow Crab Wrestling on Facebook, Jason Ferrier, and Brandon. Go ahead and tell them about you, brother.
I mean, we throw a little bit out there. I mean, Brandon Green on Facebook. I'm an old man. I'll admit I don't do a lot of social stuff, but I believe Instagram, Money Vices 2000. Merch, a good person for merch, and we have some of our merch, bobbleheads, all that good stuff. 1%, you can go to 1% merch. That's a good spot. That guy does a lot of good work. Other than that, man, you know, you can just follow us.
No,
you
better not.
Detroit,
you
get a hold of us. We'll keep you in the loop on where everything's going on and what's happening.
Thank you, brothers. I can't wait to see you guys. Greg?
Yes. Man, thanks, guys, very much. And, man, we'd love to have you on again. If you ever have time, it's going to be fun to see you when you come into town on the 14th. I look forward to you guys leaving with some gold.
Well, send me some
brother.
You boys better send me some personal messages so we set up this food thing, and we'll do the next podcast in person together.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
I love
you,
brothers.
So
man, love.
Much, man. Love y'all.
Love you guys, too. Thank you guys for your invitation.
Y'all have a good one now.
You too. Man, Greg, that was a great interview, and we thank Capital Vice for taking our invitation to the – man, we just made magic happen, man. I'm speechless.
You found out here first. On August 14th,
the first.
Rest of
podcast 313. Yeah,
absolutely.
Martez, what do you think about that interview?
Challenger.
Oh, man, I loved it. Hey, man, those are some cool dudes, man. They were, like, so down to earth, man. And, man, and, hey, I can't wait to meet them myself.
One in a bar, one on a beach.
Yeah.
One of them's in a bar, one's on a beach. Those are our type of guys, man. You know?
Is that
we're gonna man, it's gonna be one hell of a time.
Yeah, the excitement that they had for coming on the show was like through the roof, you know, and like I said, you all should pat yourself on the back because like this show is big time and you got some big names coming on this show, Southwest and Greg, and that was another great interview. I'm just fortunate I can sit back and do the easy work and listen.
Man, I can't
you
wait.
You do the
man.
Hard work, man.
Awesome
I just talk
guys.
About wrestling.
And I can't wait to – we can't wait to have them here, and it's going to be a great time. And anybody that wants to call, give us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. If you want to talk to Southwest Texan, Greg DeMarc, or even Martez L. himself. If you want to holler at him, the man himself, Martez is here.
I want to holler
the
at Martez.
The man is here himself. We
I
want to
holler
hear more
at Martez.
Martez.
I do.
Well,
what
Martez
are you doing on August 14th,
Open
Martez?
Open Talk Radio, The Flash, 313. Give us a call.
Capital Vice is going to be in town. Food's
Capital
going
Vice
down. Where
town.
Are you going to be, Martez?
You hear
hey,
you heard
you
it first. Capital Vice is from AEW is going to be in Detroit. In August 14th, in PWAS, are they going to win the tag team titles? I'm 100% sure that they will. Well, that's just my opinion.
Hey,
I'm going to try to come through.
They're going
to
be the first challengers.
What
yeah, we'll
be
set
awesome.
It up, man. Maybe Martez can help us find this spot that they've never been to.
Yeah. There
yeah.
you go.
Like, I could definitely help out with that. It's a lot of good spots I go to in Oakland County. I don't know if you guys go to Oakland County, but I like to go out to eat in Oakland County.
Have you ever eaten at El Guanaco?
I've never
15
heard of
in Livernois? Man, it's a little hole in the wall by my work. We I hit that place any chance I can get. Anytime I'm traveling because I do service work through the area. I'll call them, and I just order, and I run there and pick it up. Man, it's man, you can't be it. That's one of them little hole-in-the-wall, you know, places. And you said Oakland County, man. I was like, dude, that was the first place that came to mind when he said, you got to take me to a place I've never been to. Like, I know a place outside of Detroit.
There you
it
go.
Ain't far off right, 75, man, at all. It's right off 75. And you get off at Big Beaver right there. Not far north of 696.
Ooh,
man.
I gotta go there myself. Mm. I like Redcoat. I don't know if you've ever been to Redcoat on 13 and Wilbur.
Man, Martel,
I have not, but
he said
I'm
he
always looking for something to eat on Woodward.
He wanted you to – he said that he wanted to hear the story next time that he sees you. So you got to come out to the dinner with all of us.
I'm down. Call me in. I'm if I get a date, you gave me the date, so I can schedule that right now. You know, I can take that day off of work and stuff.
yeah, we're
awesome.
Gonna
with the Capital
yeah,
Vices.
We're gonna Capital Vices.
We have dinner with the Capital Vices.
We're gonna 420 it up. We want to smoke.
And we're gonna. Then you could check out this Pro Wrestling All-Star show with us, too.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. They put on good shows. And Horusham, they're going to probably be at Horusham also because they got August shows. They got August shows under four locations. Don't forget about Horusham. We're going to be there, too.
Breiner will put a ring in the Walmart parking lot if they let him. There's wrestling going down every weekend. Breiner is so passionate, and yeah, wrestling is going down on a weekly basis.
Every week. So yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Anybody on the line? Area code 646-668-8672. Anybody on the line? Anybody on the line?
We got a 734 call. I don't know who this is, but I can bring them on whenever you two are ready.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm breaking them on right now.
Okay. Hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
How's
hey,
it going?
The undisputed king, the formerly known as undisputed king, the undeniable king.
The undeniable king,
oh,
your highness.
On,
thank you for gracing us.
Podcast, 313.
So the king dude, has graced us with his presence.
Dude, I'm not the king no more. Nah, I am, man.
I was just talking about you.
I'm talking through my COVID mask. People are looking at me like I'm a weirdo. An old lady just tried to hit me with her car. You know what I mean? It's awesome.
You tell her you're a king. Remind her you are royalty.
You better tell her. You better tell her you're royalty.
Why is someone not carrying you through Walmart?
I couldn't get one of those
on a chariot.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get one of the riding cars. Oh, man, dude. It's good to hear from you guys, though, man. I had to call in, man, see how you guys are doing, man. I know you got my boys out there. The Capital Vices, baby.
Capital Vices.
They want a shot at the Horse Slam Tag
Team
Championship.
We're all going to be 420 it off. We're going to be grubbing.
Oh, dude, you know it, man. You know those balls are waiting for you, dude. You'll beat anybody without them. It don't matter.
They want a shot at the Horror Slam Tag Team Championships, and they are coming in August. They want to be the first challengers for Pro Wrestling All-Stars Tag Team titles. Rivera said August 14th was going to be their first show, and they want the shot. So, I know you'll be somewhere.
Yeah, hey, we got a show, baby. We got a show on the 15th. Hey, Captain Nice will be in town. Hey, it just don't happen. Hey, I got a spot in a shop for the Capital Vices and for this man Pro Wrestling. The undisclosed location. Hey, that is a Smart Mark video filming as well. And IWTV. So, hey, what perfect time, you know? Ah, you like that?
You heard it here the undeniable king. You heard it from
Breaking
the Podcast 313. You heard it first.
I love
Horse
you guys.
Slam will be on Smart Mark Video and
IWTV.
With Capital Vice challenging for the Horse Slam Tag Team Championships. How's it going to go? We don't know. It's going to be great, though, and we're all going to be together 420 and rubbing elbows. It's going to be rubbing.
It's because they deserve it. You know what I mean? They deserve it. You know? They travel. They fucking work the indies. They help fucking guys out. They train guys. You know, fucking Jason and Money both. You know what I mean? They got a crew of wrestlers, you know, from the Crab Wrestling School, and they're all fucking G-code. They work hard. They got etiquette. They're badass. I really
appreciate you guys, you know, supporting the indies like that, man. And us watching you at AEW, and it was like, fucking, I had to tear my fucking eye, and that's a fucking shoot, and you guys are the shit, man. I appreciate you guys, man, for, you know, doing it right, you know. We watched you, and we're so proud, you know. Just wanted to say that I'm here.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Brian.
Thank
that,
you.
That means a lot to me. That means a lot to it. That means a lot. You already know you're my
man.
You're my father. You already know that. You're the champ. You're the king. You're the man.
You know, brother.
Undeniable.
I got a lot of good things coming
you.
Up. I'll be all over it. I love you guys, man. I love everything you guys are doing. Keep doing it up, Greg. Keep doing it up, Dede. I love both of you guys, man. Keep telling it. I'll talk to you guys soon. Maybe we'll get on the air next week. We'll do a special one just for you guys.
I love you too.
Later.
Sounds
good. We
love you, Brian. Undeniable King on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Southwest
the Undeniable King doing big things.
You heard it, Brian. The Undeniable King. He graces with his presence, and he let us know some news that also at Horror Slam you will have the Capital Vices in August, and then on August 14th you will have Capital Vices challenging for the PWAS Tag Team titles also. Man, these are going to be some great dates. Oh, man. What do you think, Brother Greg?
August 15th, man, breaking all kinds of news, and then Smart Mark Video and IWTV, the Horror Slam doing big things, letting the world see them. I mean, they created quite a following.
Yeah, and if you want to check out some of the early stuff, like I said, before they got with Smart Mark, you check out my YouTube channel, the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. If you want to check out the Dirty White Boy Chuck Stein, when he was a formerly two-time Deathmatch champion versus one, I guess, one of his best rivals in Peter B. Beautiful, because that's the most matches I got on there, man. Those are some of the most brutal matches on there. And then you got
How about Eric Ryan versus Slack?
Yeah. Eric Ryan
Jimmy
versus Slack.
Jimmy Lloyd versus Slack.
Man, a lot of matches. There's a lot. Well, yeah. So yeah, we're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun, Greg. You heard it first on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. And Greg, we're gonna be talking right after this, and it's gonna be great. And Brother Martez, what'd you think about that? We had the Undeniable King. He said it first on the Wrestling Podcast 313 that he's gonna have Capital Vice also challenging for the Horror Slam Tag Team titles.
Oh, man, it sounds like this is going to be an event that don't nobody want to miss, man. Y'all got something hot going on. I got to be there for sure, man. Y'all breaking a lot of news tonight. That's all I can say. We breaking a lot of news.
Man,
Both got booked live. Those matches were booked here live, not just announced. Capital Vices said they wanted it. We got the promoter on the line, and he made it happen.
He made it happen on live on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, only on Open Talk Radio, the Flag 313. This is something big. This is something huge. We've made it happen.
It's so fun to be a part of with you guys.
AEW. From the Midwest, Detroit, Michigan. Made it happen. We had Steve Rivera and Brian Wellington, some of the biggest names from Michigan. When they were the threat in the 2000s, they created the threat. AJ Styles was a part of that group. AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, former WWE champion, longest reigning WWE champion in modern day history. And you know what I'm saying, Brian Wellington and Steve Rivera was a part of that. And we made it happen here live.
Here's a fun local fact. Did you know Peter B. Beautiful beat Kenny Omega?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's a fun fact. That's actually fun. That is a fact.
Peter B. Beautiful defeated Kenny Omega in a one-on-one match.
Yeah, and another fun fact is that pretty soon, like we did a referee show, we're going to be doing a manager show from possibly I mean, we're going to have, a huge guest, but maybe we'll do a past, present, and future show, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it's going to be on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, and it's going to be awesome with Southwest Texan 313 and Mark, or Greg DeMarc. I'm sorry, brother. But anybody want to give us a call before we got it going a little bit? Area code 646-668-8672. It's going to be great. So,
and I just want to mention that coming up next is the Gorilla Position, another great show here on
great.
The Flash 313.
With Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost. It's going to be great because they got the ECW referee. I forget his name. I'm sorry. But it's going to be a great show nonetheless. He's an ECW referee. He's a former ECW referee. Huh?
Like you guys are doing some heavy promoting, man. Y'all promoting everybody.
that's what we do. I mean, that's why I'm Greg DeMarc, man. I love wrestling. I want to promote everybody. I just want everyone to love wrestling as much as I do. And if you love wrestling as much as I do, it's everywhere, man. It's there.
I mean, you
want to help everybody find
it.
I want to spread the gospel of wrestling.
You got to think about it. You got to think about it, guys. Hey, Martez, since you know me, we've been electrifying, man. We've been electrifying together, and we've been electrifying away from each other, and it's all over. Open Talk Radio, Flash 213. We got a great platform nonetheless on the Gorilla Position and everything on the board, man. We got it going on.
Oh, yeah.
We got it going on. We always have
good
ideas on the
platform. If you call in, you will hear the sexiest British voice you've ever heard in your life tell you that in a moment you will be connected to the show. I could just call and hang up for the whole hour and a half.
In 10 minutes, 5 seconds.
The sexiest British voice I've ever heard.
Yes, it is. It's sexier than Heidi Katrina's. No, it ain't. I'm sorry, I can't say that. Hopefully we can have her on the show soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully
there
we can
Heidi.
Have Heidi on the show soon. Heidi Katrina, she rubs elbows with Chris Jericho, and there's proof. But nonetheless, Heidi Katrina, we need you on the show on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. We need you. We need you on the show.
Yeah, I listen to Heidi Katrina promos over and over again.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So,
yes,
yeah,
I do.
We gotta make that happen, guys. Yes, we gotta make that happen. And Martez, you gotta join in on that one at least. You gotta join in on the Heidi Katrina.
He just wants to sit back and listen to her talk, too.
Yeah, he's going to sit there.
Yeah. Where I'm doing the show is very loud where I'm doing the show from tonight, so I don't want you all to hear all this crazy noise.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah. Well, Greg, we're going to we got 5 minutes. So, yeah, brother, or if anybody wants to call in, area code 646-668-8672. Hopefully.
Hear the sexy British voice we're talking about.
Yeah, definitely. We got to have that sexy voice to persuade you to listen to us.
So how about the eye for an eye match, man?
Dude, look like
one of them old toys where you squeeze him and his eyeballs pop out. Like, what was that?
Yeah, no, it's like them glasses. It looked like one of them glasses. One of them eyeball glasses, a little
with the slinkies?
Pinball.
With the slinkies on it?
yeah, there you go. The ones with the slinkies on it.
That's what they should have used. A straight slinky eyeball should have fell right out of his fucking mask.
They should have had, listen to this. They should have edited where he had the little piece of the eyeball broken and it popped out the little side of the eye that they had it on, that they would have it pop out on instead of having both pop out. They should have had one pop out. They should have broke the other half of the glasses and had it pop out, make it look somewhat real. They thought everybody was 5 years old and that they were going to freaking believe that they would have that. I would believe a Peter B would lose the eye before Rey Mysterio did.
Seth Rollins trying to force himself to puke was pathetic. I mean, dude, they should have just let them guys wrestle. Come on, dude. It's Rey Mysterio and Seth Rollins. Really? We gotta tell an eyeball story? We're going to punch each other in the eye story? Like, for real? What is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you hear that, Apollo?
It was one of
the
things
Apollo
that turned me off.
Actually, go ahead. I was at your house,
and we decided together that we weren't really interested in watching it. There was nothing that we were excited to watch that we'd be – okay, we're just watching the highlights later. I'll watch, cards like that. I'll just skip most of the match and see the end and see what people are talking about, maybe check out a spot. I mean, when people are talking about it, the spot will get posted too. And, you know, sadly, that's how I watch WWE these days. And it's their fault. It's not because I fell out of love with wrestling.
Right, right, exactly. It's not that because we got independent wrestling in Michigan. Midwest wrestling pro, Midwest independent pro wrestling is the best thing going on because you can even see some of the big, like you're going to see Capital Vice from AEW at Pro Wrestling All Stars in Horseland in August. Come on now. That's Michigan independent pro wrestling at its finest.
Edge and Christian.
TV and IWTV.
Edge and Christian came through Midwest Independent Pro Wrestling.
Yes,
in
they
Rhino,
did.
Which it's no secret, he's from around
in
here.
Rhino.
You know, Rhino pops up everywhere.
Kevin Nash.
That it's not a big deal, but I mean,
Kevin Nash.
You know, all these guys came through, like started here, and you know, keep
yes,
here.
They did. Yeah,
Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, Motor City Machine Guns. Zach Gowen. Scarlett Bardu, Jimmy Jacobs, there's Alex Shelley. There's Matt. Oh yeah, you said Motor City Machine Guns. But yeah, let's go on and on.
Yeah, Saban and Shelley.
Yeah, you know,
so this ain't new. That's my point. This ain't new. It's just
we have
an opportunity and a platform to give it more exposure. And it's
because
not just in the Midwest,
look,
man. There's guys working hard everywhere.
Here's another Michigan fact before we go is that hopefully my promoting this will persuade him to come. A lot of them names that you list – oh, and this guy had a lot of names that he persuade to go because he is the truth. A lot of these names – came from the House of Truth.
Absolutely.
And hopefully that
including
will happen.
Scarlett Bordeaux, Jimmy Jacobs. Yep, they were trained right here by the truth.
Chris Sabin, all the names. And that's why Michigan and the Midwest is the best and not the rest. Just even from, you know, you got a lot of names from Texas. You can't discredit the South. But Midwest came from a lot of the truth. And you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, hopefully that promoting will have him on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 on the Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313, soon.
The 313, it's the heart of the Midwest, man. It's a great place to be.
Yes, it is. So hopefully... Truth Martini, you're listening because we are calling you. And hopefully you will be on the Rated R and you will grace our manager's show with a Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. Hopefully you will grace our show.
Yeah, the truth would be.
Greg, the Mark, and the Southwest 313, we're going to close it out. The Southwest Texans want to say he loves you guys, and you already know since the Texans been on the show and on the platform, he's been nothing but the best and not the rest. And that's why he brought in Greg the Mark, because he's nothing but the best. And Martez is the man of the hour. I know he can't talk. I know he's... but he's the man behind everything, you guys.
The man behind all the magic.
Radio, The Flash, 313 is the best. So, Greg, brother, you got something to say? The Southwest Texan is out. But, Greg, what do you got to say?
Man, I just want to say that, you know, I enjoy this. This is, you know, an honor for me. And, you know, I just wish everybody from workers to promoters and anybody in and around the wrestling business the best. And, you know, that's why I do it. I want everybody to know what's going on, because there's still a lot of people out there like I was that don't know about all this wrestling that's going on around them, and not just locally, but nationally.
Exactly. Exactly.
Support your local podcaster.
Exactly. And you guys, this is a bit. You guys, this is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. We're out.